I will start this with one question. How many cities have you visited in one day, or 24 hours or less? Once I was traveling to Morelos, so my friends and me had one free day, one day off without work and something like that. To this, we decided to travel to visit again the state of named Guerrero, and when we decided this, we said, why not? It's a new city, new state, something like that. So we start this adventure, waking up very early, around 4 a.m. After that, we went to bus station. We arrived there around 5 a.m. and we took the first bus to travel to Iguala, Guerrero. And our bus was delayed, so we arrived to Iguala around 7:30 in the morning, and to travel to arrive to Taxco de Alarcón in Guerrero, we took a bus, a taxi, and we walked. So we arrived to Taxco around 9 a.m. And as soon as we arrived there, we were really hungry because we haven't eaten something in the morning. So we decided to go to the market, local market, and start to eat some traditional food of there. And when we finished the breakfast, we start to walk and visit the downtown of Taxco, the church, and our friend who's from Taxco said to us, why not do you climb up, do you walk around to watch all the city in the mountain? And we said, why not? This is a new history. So we walked, really walked and walked and walked, around 45 minutes or an hour, something like that, to watch all the city in the highest. So we took a lot of photos. In my opinion, that was a beautiful city, because I haven't seen something like that. It looks like San Cristóbal de las Casas, but with another weather. So when we finish our visit in Taxco, we left Taxco in around 2:30 p.m. and we arrived to Cuernavaca. And 2 hours later, we ate, but our friend was looking for her shoes, and we went to buy her shoes. She bought her shoes, but she's the fastest buy that she had done. And so the time was running to us. So as soon as my friend finished the boat, we started walking to where we was staying in a hotel. So we was wasting of time, and something like, and a lot of things happened in that time. So when we arrived to the hotel, we were very fast to leave the hotel. So we asked for a taxi, and And when we took the taxi, I said to the driver, "Boy, we really need to arrive really fast to the bus station to take our bus to arrive to the Mexico airport," and something like that. And the driver was like Toretto. Oh, he drove really fast. I've never seen a taxi drive like him. And when we arrived to the bus station 1 minute before the bus left the station. So we arrived, we were tired, and we asked for water, and the people gave us water. And when we arrived to the airport, our flight was delayed. And when we took the flight, nobody tell us about the flight was delayed, and we landed in another city. We landed in Oaxaca. We didn't know why, but I was asking for information and something like that. Because I said to my family I would arrive to Villahermosa Airport around 11 or 12 p.m. At that time we were in the Oaxaca Airport. We didn't know why the airline did that. But we were there in the plane in our seatings around 1 hour and a half, maybe. And around 12:30 p.m. we start the flight to Villahermosa Airport. And so we arrived to Villahermosa around 2:30 p.m. And my friend, especially my friend, she was started to cry when the captain said, "We have landed in Oaxaca Airport." And when we did that, we arrived and to Villahermosa safe. And we have visited Cuernavaca, Iguala, Taxco, again Cuernavaca, Mexico City, Oaxaca, and Villahermosa. And that's the story.